From Tidbits on February 8th, 2016, this is Quick Solution to Apple Mail's Tidbits Wrapping Woes by Adam C. Angst. A number of people wrote in to alert me to the fact that Apple Mail is failing to render last week's HTML issue of Tidbits properly, instead displaying a tremendously long line length that requires expanding the window or scrolling horizontally. The reason centers on the longest command line recipe in the article, Do Cool Things on the Command Line with 5 Quick Recipes. Apparently, when a message contains text that uses the code tag in HTML, Mail sets its maximum line length based on the longest line. That decision seems like a mistake to me, but I'll look into alternative ways to format what we call code text, or text that the user is supposed to type. It's also possible that there's a bug here that needs to be reported to Apple. Mail's behavior in this situation is suboptimal, even if it's not actively incorrect. For now, though, here's a quick trick for how you can read any message that suffers from ludicrously long lines. With the message open, just choose Message, Send Again. That opens a new Compose window showing the contents of the issue with lines that wrap properly to the width of the window. When you're done reading, close the window, navigate to your Drafts folder, and delete the draft you created. Interestingly, the wrapping of the draft is wrong in Mail's preview pane, too. It's correct only in the draft in its own window. Of course, there are plenty of other workarounds that might be appropriate for certain situations, such as selecting the entire contents of the Tidbits issue, copying, and pasting into a word processor. Using Send Again is simply the fastest way to get a readable display while staying within Mail. I realize you may be seeing the solution too late to help for the malformed Tidbits issue, but file it away in your head in case you run across this problem again. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile and ScanSnap. If you like listening to our articles, please visit our podcast page in iTunes and leave a rating and or review. To find it, click the podcast link in the upper left of the Tidbits homepage at tidbits.com. Once there, you can also follow article links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Apple News, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.